The actor Michael Madsen has died. You probably know him from his collaborations with the director Quentin Tarantino, like Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill, and The Hateful Eight. According to his representatives, he was found unresponsive in his Malibu home this morning following cardiac arrest. He was 67 years old. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Michael Madsen's voice was at its most chilling when it was quiet.
You telling me she cut her way through 88 bodyguards?
In the Kill Bill movies, Michael Madsen plays Bud, a washed-up bouncer at a mostly empty strip club. He likes his booze, he likes his dip, but he's wise enough to sum up the tricky morals of the revenge plot driving the movie.
That woman deserves her revenge. And we deserve to die.
By the way Madsen plays it, you know he's not just going to accept this fate lying down. Even before he says...
then again... So does she.
Michael Madsen had more than 300 acting credits to his name across film, TV, and video games, including War Games, Thelma and Louise, Donnie Brasco, and Free Willy. But his breakout role was as Mr. Blonde in Tarantino's directorial debut, Reservoir Dogs. Fans will know exactly which scene I'm about to talk about.
You ever listen to Kay Billy's Super Sounds of the 70s?
But if you haven't seen it, all you gotta know is it involves a straight razor, a policeman tied to a chair, and an ear. But before he gets to the gruesome bits, Madsen's Mr. Blonde takes his time dancing and singing along to the Steeler's Wheel song.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
And then he gets down to business.
Hey, what's going on? You hear that?
In a 2018 interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Madsen had mixed feelings about being typecast as these hard, intimidating characters. Quote, "It's a great blessing to have that, and at the same time, it is really hard to get out of it, and people don't want you to get out of it." But he had other outlets of creativity. Madsen was also a poet with multiple collections. According to his representatives, before he died, he was working on an upcoming book titled Tears for My Father, Outlaw Thoughts and Poems. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.